Good morning. This is Andrew Holland, and I'm reading this morning from Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 4, verses 21 to 31. Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondwoman and the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born according to the flesh, and he of the free woman through promise, which things are symbolic. For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gives birth to bondage, which is Hagar, for this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and corresponds to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, Rejoice, O barren, you who do not bear. Break forth and shout, you who are not in labour, for the desolate has many more children than she who has a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise. But as he was born according to the flesh, then persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what does the Scripture say? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Amen. Well, Paul is developing his argument to persuade the Galatians that the way they were going was not the right way. They were going back to the law of Moses, to circumcision and feasts and everything else and sacrifices. All these had been made obsolete by Jesus dying on the cross and shedding his own blood for the sins of the world. And Paul likens the situation to Abraham and his two wives and his two sons. He says Hagar, she was an Egyptian. She wasn't of the family of Abraham. She probably wasn't even a Semite, but Sarah was of Abraham's family, so she was a free woman, whereas Hagar was in bondage. She was the maid, she was the slave of Sarah, and all these are pictures of the situation that we're in if we try and follow God by obeying the law. It just leads to bondage. Whereas if we are of the type of Sarah who have believed in faith to receive salvation and the Holy Spirit, we can live by grace, knowing that everything we have is from God free, and we can follow him in that way. So Paul is comparing being in bondage as obeying the law and being in freedom when we live by grace and accept Christ's sacrifice for us. So that's basically what Paul was saying here. And this is expanded obviously in the next chapter, but we who believe in Jesus are in freedom, or liberty as some versions say. We don't need to be in bondage to the law or to anything else. That we are free to follow Jesus, and we can follow him carrying our cross and doing what he says in our lives. Now, let's just commit our lives to the Lord. Father, we thank you that we are children of the free woman. We are born again by your Holy Spirit through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we can live in that freedom, and help us to do that, Lord, and not to take on board anything which will bring us back into bondage. Lord, we just want to live in your freedom and be able to share this amazing news to others around, that many will receive that freedom which comes in Jesus. We know we're slaves of Jesus, but that slavery is basically freedom from bondage. And we just thank you that, Father. Amen.